each. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Well, we're in that point of the seasons when you can get fresh asparagus. Oh, you can find wild asparagus if you live have access to the countryside.
Uh-huh.
Wild asparagus grows along the highways and in the ditches and stuff. Fourth. Oh,
I love wild asparagus because they're nice and thin. The spears are really nice and thin. You don't need to do anything with them other than cook them very briefly, you know, maybe 2 minutes.
In the microwave, you were telling me.
Well, I'll talk about that in a little bit.
You were making an asparagus quiche.
You can use asparagus of any thickness.
Right.
You're going to need about a pound of asparagus.
Uh-huh.
And I'm basing this on asparagus that you might probably buy in a store,
uh-huh.
in which case you're going to snap off the ends.
Probably.
But for this quiche, you're going to need,
kind of woody.
You're going to need about 8 ounces of actual prepped asparagus. The way I have been doing it, John, is getting like a skillet with an inch and a half or so of water, a big skillet,
uh-huh.
bring it to a boil. Salt it with a couple of teaspoons of salt.
Yeah.
I always salt water if I'm cooking vegetables, pasta, what have you,
oh, yeah.
because it's a good point to get some salt into the food that's actually going to penetrate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put my asparagus in, and if it's store-bought asparagus, probably within 2 to 3 minutes, the asparagus is crisp tender.
Crisp tender.
And for this quiche, I don't want this asparagus to be cooked completely because it's going to bake in the oven
right.
and cook some more. So I want it to be bright green and crisp tender, and then I take it out of the boiling water, and then I will put it in cold water to stop the cooking,
okay.
drain it, pat it dry, and then cut it into maybe 1.5-inch sections. You know, keep the tips separate from the rest of the spear because I can arrange the tips on top of the quiche to give it a really pretty appearance. You can also cook asparagus in the microwave, and this is done by weight. And so if you have a pound of prepped asparagus,
prepped
it's all prepped,
asparagus.
Put it in a microwave-safe dish, cover it tightly. It could be with a glass lid or tightly with plastic wrap. And that will cook on high power in 4 minutes and 15 seconds. And that's...
Exactly, folks. Write that down. 4 minutes, 15 seconds. One pound.
Yeah, and that means it's ready to eat.
Ready to eat.
And if you want 2 pounds, then you put it in a big enough dish. And the asparagus can be helter-skelter in the dish. You know, they can be several spears yeah. deep. They don't have to be in a single layer.
That makes no difference.
And 2 pounds will cook in 7 minutes.
7 minutes. 2 pounds in 7 minutes.
And that's as far as
okay,
I know.
Okay, now here's this wonderful quiche, and you have a press-in...
A press-in pastry. I wanted to make it easy. The press-in pastry came around, I think, probably in the 30s or 40s using
uh-huh.
oil. You know, flour, oil, a little bit of sugar, and milk.
What
you just press it
press
into
in?
The pan. You don't. There's no pastry to make and roll out and... fit into a pie pan. It's a nice
you
dough.
You
can
just
press
flour
it.
And water. And
this is flour, a little bit of sugar, and then you mix some oil with a couple of tablespoons of milk, and you get it nice and creamy with a fork, and then you just add it to the flour and sugar and stir it around, and it becomes a dough. It's very easy.
This one, though, you used ghee.
I used ghee because I figured, well, oil has no water in it.
Right.
And ghee, which is clarified butter, has no water in it.
There you go.
And if I want a butter flavor, why would I use oil?
You're a genius.
So,
did you make this up?
So I use ghee, and it works great. And so you just
fabulous.
Press it into the pan, and then I give it a partial bake. I just press some lightly buttered foil or lightly
uh-huh.
gheed foil into the crust.
Lightly gheed. I like that.
Gheed foil. Into
good
the crust.
To ghee your foil.
Yeah, and then bake it at 350 or so for 20 minutes, and then you take it out, and then you have this pre-baked crust. And then I make, and that's to keep it from getting soggy. And then I make my filling.
Yeah, in the meantime, you're putting that thing in the
refrigerator. The asparagus is already.
You're putting that pan in the refrigerator to kind of chill a little bit.
Yes, yeah. Before baking, I chill the dough a little bit.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And then we'll put the recipe up on mtpr.org.
Oh, we
the
will.
Food
okay.
Guys. Yeah, so right. We'll do that. And then for the filling, I always use heavy cream for a quiche. I will not use anything less because there's no point. The whole
listen
point
to the man. Listen
the whole
to
point
the sage.
Of quiche is richness and the feel on the tongue. You
oh,
know,
yes.
it's got
oh, yes.
to it's got to feel really good on your tongue.
Yes,
and cream is great, and egg yolks and eggs are great, and it's very simple. Custard. That's an eggy custard.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to use anything less than heavy cream, you do it at your peril. I will take no responsibility for the result.
It takes no responsibility here, folks.
Nope, I will not.
Please don't sue him. You'll lose.
And then you arrange pieces of the asparagus, you know, in the crust, the partially baked crust. You pour on your there's also cheese. There's
yeah,
some
yeah.
Pecorino Romano,
yeah, Pecorino
and also Romano. Some Parmigiano.
Parmigiano.
And the recipe tells you how to put that into the crust.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
just go to mtpr.org to get the recipe, and you'll be very happy. And then arrange the little spears on top with a little bit more cheese. Put it in the oven at 325 for about 45 minutes, and you've got great quiche.
I would imagine that is a great quiche. What do you think actually is the greatest flavor element here? The asparagus?
The asparagus and then the cheese interplay with the asparagus.
The cheese interplay.
Yeah. But the texture all comes from the cream.
The texture comes from the cream.
Cream and the egg yolks. Yeah. Eggs, egg yolks and egg.
Well, I think you've got something going there, folks, and if you will agree. But we advise you to look up the recipe and then come back for another
Food Guys.
Food Guys. Food Guys.